Saraji encouraged that one should walk on Majjhima Patipada, the middle path. By walking on this correct path, one will reach the correct destination. And by practicing Satipatthana meditation, one is walking this middle path, one will reach the destination, as well as one automatically refrains from the two extremities. And this morning, Saraji explained about the two extremes in brief. Among the two extremes, the first one is Kamasukhalika Nuyoga, indulging in sensual pleasure. One lets one's goal mind go freely on the sensual objects without any control by lack of mindfulness, and it is called Kamasukhalika Nuyoga. When one avoids Kamasukhalika Nuyoga, indulgence and sensual pleasure, some of them go extreme by making one's body exhausted, making one's body suffer, because they think that making one's body exhausted and suffering will get rid of tanha, craving, wanting to see good things, wanting to hear good sounds, wanting to smell good fragrance, wanting to taste good flavor, and so on. So in this way, they believe that by self-mortification, they believe that one can remove tanha, craving. And this is also one extreme. Buddha to be, as a prince, pursued Kamasukhalika Nuyoga, indulgence in sensual pleasure, till he was 29. So he was in this extreme, not deliberately, but because he was enjoying the worldly pleasure, he was in this extreme of Kamasukhalika Nuyoga, indulgence in sensual pleasure. At the age of 29, the prince left behind, gave up the worldly pleasure, and when he was in the forest, he took the extreme of not eating sufficiently, eating very meager portions of food, and the skin become dry. So at the time of practicing that extreme, it is called Attakilamatha Nuyoga. So Buddha himself knew these two extremes, and when Buddha became a Buddha, Buddha described the first kind of extreme, Kamasukhalika Nuyoga, by using five words. And Buddha explained the second extreme by using three words. And Buddha said, by following the two extremes, it is the wrong path. One will just get exhausted, but one will not get anywhere in the practice. Letting one's goal mind freely on the sensual pleasure, it is a kind of path that is so slack or loose. And following Attakilamatha Nuyoga, practicing self-mortification, it is a kind of path that is very strict and tight. Neither of these two are the correct path. So one should follow Majjhima Paripada, the middle path. One should walk on this middle path in order to remove the suffering. By Buddha, walk this path, the middle path, Majjhima Paripada. Buddha eradicated the sufferings by the practice of Majjhima Paripada, and Buddha attained Sabbanyuta Jnana, omniscient knowledge. And Buddha also attained Mahakaruna, great compassion. So Buddha gained all these special knowledges through the practice of Majjhima Paripada, the middle path. And we are hearing the teaching of the Buddha who himself walked this middle path. By practicing according to the teachings of the Buddha, one's faith and confidence, sadda, will become stronger and stronger. One's faith and confidence on sadeya vattu, things that are worthy of faith and confidence, one's faith will become stronger and stronger. When one's faith and confidence become stronger, one will no longer believe in wrong things. One will no longer put effort in wrong practices. There will not be mitya vayama. There will not be wrongful effort. But instead, one will make effort in the correct practice, and there will be sama vayama. And also, there will be courage to perform things that should be performed, and one's mental power and mental strength will become stronger and stronger. One's mindfulness will become stronger, and thus there will be protection. The mind will be protected with mindfulness so that the mind will be safe and secure away from the defilements. Thus, the mind becomes powerful, the concentration will become stronger, the mind will not get distracted. In this way, the concentration becomes stronger. When the concentration becomes stronger, one will discern the true nature distinctly and clearly. Knowing the true nature distinctly and clearly, one can remove doubt, uncertainty, and also wrong view. One develops knowledge stage by stage, and when finally one attains Riya Magga Phala Jnana, path and fruition knowledge, then one gains special knowledge, and the two extremes are removed automatically. So in this way, one should avoid the two extremes by Patisankhana Bala, power of prudence. Based on Patisankhana Bala, power of prudence, one should practice Satipatthana meditation. By practicing Satipatthana meditation, one's sadda, faith and confidence, will become stronger and stronger, and one will attain supramundane knowledge. So Buddha walked on this Majjhima Paripada, the middle path, and Buddha himself attained Sabbanyuta Jnana, omniscient knowledge. And it is very lucky for you all to be able to get the opportunity to learn the teachings of the Buddha. So for those of you who are here, Saraji will give help in the Dhamma by explaining the teaching of the Buddha in the late in the tradition of the late venerable Mahasi Saraji. And Saraji will be giving this Dhamma gifts for 44 days. And Saraji would like to encourage you to accept his Dhamma gift cherishingly. Saraji would like you to avoid the two extremes and to practice diligently so that it will be worthy of coming across this Buddha Sasana as a human being. So Saraji encouraged you all during the Dhamma talk this morning in the opening speech, and Saraji will continue to explain about Majjhima Paripada, the middle path. What the Buddha taught, the Buddha's teaching, is not imaginary. Based on his own practice, Buddha founded the correct way of practice, and Buddha himself practiced this way. It is not imaginary. The teachings are based on Buddha's own practice. So Buddha taught based on the knowledges gained through Buddha's own knowledge, and it is not imaginary. If one talks imaginary things, it will not be correct, it will not be clear, and one can have doubt in it. If one talks about things which are imaginary, which are not learned through the practice, it will not be correct. Buddha practiced this way, and Buddha gained knowledge through his practice. And that's why, because it is taught from the knowledge gained through practice, it is clear and correct. The person who practices according to the teaching will know the true nature, and one will be developing knowledge to a certain extent. It is said that karaka seva hi katha visesato adepe tassa sadini. It means that the teaching of a person who practices systematically can bring special benefits, can bring benefits. So Buddha practiced this way. Buddha practiced, and what the Buddha taught is based on what he practiced, and thus his teachings can bring benefits. So that's why Buddha is called Karaka, because Buddha practiced himself. The teachings taught by the Buddha, the teachings about sila, morality, samadhi, concentration, and panya, wisdom, can bring benefit, can bring special benefit for those who follow Buddha's teachings. So Saraji has been explaining so that for those who have not practiced Satipatthana meditation, they may not have strong faith in the practice of the middle path. So for those who have not practiced, Saraji is explaining so as to encourage them to give assurance in the practice. So it is very important to practice Satipatthana meditation according to the teaching of the Buddha in order to remove and dispel. Things that should be dispelled. So what are the things that should be dispelled? They are kilesa, defilements. One should remove lobha, greed. One should remove dosa, anger, hatred, aversion. And one should remove moha, delusion. So these defilements have three stages. The first one is vitekama kilesa, transgression. The gross defilements that produces misconduct such as killing, stealing, and so on. Such kind of gross defilements are called vitekama kilesa, transgressive defilements. The second one is, even though one does not transgress by body and speech, in the mind, there may be the intention to transgress, intention to kill, intention to torture. So this is the second type, priyutana kilesa, obsessive form of defilements that manifests in the mind, wishing to kill, wishing to torment others, and so on. And the third one is anusaya kilesa, latent or dormant form of defilements. When they are given opportunity, these defilements will arise in the mind or in the form of action by body and speech. So these latent or dormant form of defilements are called anusaya kilesa. So these kilesa defilements, they are three in category. They are three levels, three stages of defilements. And there are three ways to remove, to dispel these three stages of defilements. In order to overcome, in order to remove vitekama kilesa, one should practice morality. In order to dispel vitekama kilesa, transgressive form of defilements. So for monks, they should practice monks' precepts. There are 227 rules to be observed. And as a lay person, the basic precepts are the five precepts. One should take the vow to refrain from this misconduct. One should practice sila, morality, so as to remove gross defilements, so as to remove vitekama kilesa, transgressive defilements. So by refraining from misconduct, according to one's vow, one's body and speech will become pure, clean, cultured, gentle, and lovable. So it is the benefit of practicing sila. Priyutana kilesa, obsessive defilements that manifest in the mind, should be overcome by samadhi, concentration. It is not enough to practice precept in order to overcome priyutana kilesa, obsessive form of defilements. But one should practice mindfulness. One should be mindful whatever the object is arising. Whatever object is arising at the present moment, one should note the object with sustained mindfulness. When there is sustained mindfulness on the object, the mind will be calm and collected. And this collectedness of mind or in other words, concentration, can overcome priyutanakilesa, obsessive defilements. So one should be guarding, protecting one's mind away from these defilements by avoiding, refraining. And when these defilements arise, one should cure it right away. So it is just like in the saying, prevention is better than cure. One should prevent defilements from arising. Even though one prevents the defilements from arising, if the defilements arise, then one should cure it right away. So in this way, one should protect, one should prevent defilements from arising by mindfulness. So priyutana kilesa, obsessive form of defilements, can be overcome, can be removed by samadhi, concentration. When there is mindfulness, when there is sustained mindfulness, the mind will be calm and collected, and thus priyutana kilesa, obsessive defilements, cannot arise, and thus the mind will be blameless, pure, clean, gentle, cultured, and peaceful. And in order to overcome latent or dormant form of defilements, one should keep on noting, being mindful of the presently arising object. By being mindful of presently arising object, one will develop knowledge. Developing knowledge, one can remove delusion, one can remove not knowing. So in this way, one should note the object with sustained mindfulness. As one develops knowledge, such as discerning mind and matter, having developed this knowledge, such as discerning into mind and matter, one can remove kilesa defilement momentarily. Practicing thus, one will develop vipassana jnana stage by stage. When one develops vipassana jnana, when one develops insight knowledge, one can weaken latent or dormant form of defilements. Developing vipassana knowledge, one can weaken the defilements. And finally, when one gains Ariya Magga Jnana, path knowledge, one can remove latent or dormant form of defilements to the point of no return. So in this way, by developing vipassana jnana, by developing insight knowledge, one can remove defilements momentarily, one can weaken the defilements, and one can uproot the defilements when one attains magga jnana, path knowledge. So the defilements that has been weakened by vipassana knowledge can be totally uprooted by Ariya Magga Jnana, path knowledge. So in this way, one should avoid, one should refrain from misconduct by observance of sila, morality. By practicing sila, morality, one can overcome gross defilements, one can overcome transgressive defilements by sila sikha, morality training. In order to avoid the defilements that can arise by lack of mindfulness, one should be mindful all the time. When there is sustained mindfulness, the mind will be concentrated. Having concentration, one can remove priyutana kilesa, obsessive form of defilements. An anusya kilesa, latent or dormant form of defilements, can be weakened by vipassana knowledge, and these defilements can be uprooted when one attains path knowledge. One should practice sila, samadhi, panya. One should practice the three trainings, sila, samadhi, panya, morality, concentration, and wisdom, in order to overcome gross, medium, and refined form of defilements. Yogis who are here, they are now on the battlefield with kilesa defilements. You are now in combat with kilesa defilements. When you are in battle with kilesa defilements, one should not lack mindfulness. If there is lack of mindfulness, the enemy, the defilement enemy, will gain upper hand, and the defilements will gain victory when the yogi is lacking mindfulness. That's why it is very important for the yogis to have mindfulness continuously every single second, so that one will have victory on these kilesa defilements. In order to avoid the battle, in order to avoid the blows of kilesa defilements, one should be mindful all the time. So Syaraji encourages the yogis to be mindful continuously all the time, apart from sleeping hours. So Syaraji would like to encourage you deeply to be mindful every single second when you are in combat with these defilements. 100% of sufferings that the beings are encountering in life are rooted in the defilements such as raga, dosa, moha, lust, aversion, and delusion. So it means that all the sufferings are caused by defilements. The defilements burn the person, scorch the person, so that torment the person, so that the person suffers. Indulging in the defilements, one commits misconduct by body and speech. And his or her misconduct is the cause for suffering. A person who does not want suffering, who wants to be happy, one needs to practice the three trainings, sila, samadhi, panya, in order to remove the defilements that are the cause of suffering. One should practice the three trainings, sila, samadhi, panya, morality, concentration, and wisdom, in order to avoid, prevent, cure, suppress, and uproot the defilements. It is one duty to practice the three trainings in order to avoid, prevent, cure, suppress, and uproot these defilements. So by walking this correct path, by practicing the three trainings, one can remove gross, medium, and refined form of defilements. One is walking the correct path by practicing the three trainings. Practicing the three trainings, one is walking Majjhima Paripada, the middle path. And by walking this correct path, one will reach the destination where it is totally peaceful, pure, clean, gentle, and lovable. So by walking correct path, there will be Kemanda Bhumipada. One will reach the destination where it is peaceful. Who guided the correct path it is Buddha who guided the correct path. That's why Buddha was called Suddhisaka, because Buddha guided the correct path. In order to reach the destination where there is peace, one should follow the middle path as guided by the Buddha, so that one will reach the destination where there is peace. There is the Sangha who practice according to the teachings of the Buddha, so that the Sangha also had reached the destination of peace. By practicing Sila, Samadhi, Panya, morality, concentration and wisdom, one can overcome gross, medium and refined form of defilements. Practicing the three trainings, one can remove defilements, especially one can remove lobha, greed, amazingly. So by walking on this correct path, one will understand that one can remove these defilements from his or her practice. Being mindful, one will no longer have greed on whatever one sees, hears, smells, tastes, touch, know, and so on. So based on the objects, good and bad objects that one encounters, one will not have lobha or dosa by being mindful. By being mindful, the defilements cannot arise, and thus one's body and speech will be pure and clean. It is called ariya, or in other words, it is parisuddha, pure and clean. When one is pure and clean, it will be uttama, high and noble. This quality of high and noble arises automatically by practicing the three trainings, sila, samadhi, and panya. For those who practice the three trainings, it will be of great benefit and it will bring such qualities. So in this way, by practicing sila, samadhi, panya, one will not follow kama sukhalika nuyoga, indulgence in sensual pleasure. The one who wants to avoid such extremes, one should eat moderately, one should wear the clothes sufficiently, and one should avoid oneself from the extreme cold or heat. And also, one's posture, one should keep correct posture in the practice so that one's body will not be exhausted and it will not be self-mortification. So in this way, one is free from attakilamata nu yoga. One is free from self-mortification automatically by eating moderately, by wearing clothes, and by keeping one's body in moderate temperature as well as good posture. So in this way, one will realize that one is free from attakilamata nu yoga, self-mortification. One should compare one's experience of practice, and one will know that one is avoiding this attakilamata nu yoga. 1 hour is up, so Sayadawji will continue to explain tomorrow the three trainings, how one should practice the three trainings by practicing Satipatthana meditation. By practicing the three trainings, sila, samadhi, panya, morality, concentration, and wisdom, one is developing 8 noble path. How one can become ariya, pure and clean, and how one can cut kilesa vata, round of defilements. The practice, sila, samadhi, panya, morality, concentration, and wisdom, are one's true benefit one's true welfare. And based on one's true welfare of sila, samadhi, panya, one will become happy and one gains profit amazingly. And with that will be joy, satisfaction, happiness through the practice of sila, samadhi, panya. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.